Roiman's Product Management Podcast. AI has significantly impacted software-based products and has started to change how product management is practiced. But how is it affecting product strategy? That's the question I'll discuss in today's episode. I'll share the benefits and limitations of using AI to create an effective strategy. I then talk about the foundations you should put in place to take full advantage of AI tools before offering my conclusion. I did my best to take a balanced approach, neither glorifying nor vilifying AI, but describing it as objectively as possible. Now, based on my research, I do believe that AI can help you make better strategic decisions faster, at least for certain products. In the following, I'll share four examples of how this can be achieved, but please note that I've decided not to state the names of the tools I found, partly as the AI landscape is changing so rapidly at the time of recording, and partly as you should research and select the tools that work best in your context, rather than trusting my judgment. The first benefit is automated market research. AI-based tools can discover user and customer trends using predictive analytics, and this can help you create a new strategy and evolve an existing one. It assumes, though, that enough good quality data is available to make reasonably reliable predictions, and this is unlikely to be the case for disruptive innovations, as I'll discuss shortly, as well as specialized products with a comparatively small user base, like tailored IT solutions. The second benefit is customer insights and idea generation. AI tools can analyze market data, customer feedback, and emerging trends to suggest new products and features, assuming again that enough relevant data is available. For example, you can use an AI tool to analyze support tickets to discover and address common issues. You might even ask a chatbot like ChatGPT to come up with ideas to understand if you have missed any opportunities. The third benefit is product differentiation. AI tools can help you make your product stand out from the crowd and offer a clear reason for people to choose it over alternatives. And this can be achieved in two ways. First, data mining can identify opportunities for differentiation, assuming that the relevant data does exist. Second, offering AI-enabled product features, such as a personalized user experience and user-specific recommendations, can give your product a unique advantage. Take, for instance, Spotify's DJ and Trainer Road's Train Now feature. The former is a virtual assistant who recommends favorite songs and allows listeners to discover new music. Trainer Road is an indoor cycling app that offers personalized training plans. Its Train Now feature suggests a workout for users who do not follow a structured plan but want to train whenever they feel like it and still get the right workout recommendation. The fourth benefit, finally, is product performance and KPIs. AI tools can continuously monitor how much value a product is creating and recommend improvements, and this helps you understand if the current strategy is still valid or if it needs to be adapted. And this in turn can facilitate continuous strategizing and maximize the chances of proactively responding to opportunities and threats. You might have noticed that I didn't list the creation of product roadmaps as an AI benefit, even though several tools offer it. Now, there are two reasons for this. First, the AI-generated roadmaps I came across during my research were feature-based, which is a roadmapping approach I don't recommend. Second, it wasn't clear to me if the roadmap elements were guided by an overall product strategy. This is necessary, though, to ensure that the roadmap is aligned with the strategy and that the user needs and business goals are translated into more specific product roadmap outcomes. And if you want to learn more about this topic, then check out my product strategy model. The link is in the show notes. While it can be of great help, AI is certainly no silver bullet, and you should be aware of the following five limitations when using AI tools to discover and evolve a product strategy. The first limitation is AI's data dependency and the risk of biases. As mentioned earlier, AI tools require enough good quality data to generate helpful results. If you don't have sufficient data available, or if the data quality is not right, If, for example, it contains cognitive biases, you are unlikely to benefit from using AI tools. In the worst case, you get the wrong results and make the wrong decisions. The second limitation is that generative AI tools give the most likely answers, not necessarily the correct ones. Their predictions are based on degrees of confidence rather than absolute certainty. Consequently, you should consider if AI-generated results are likely to be good enough. As a rule of thumb, the higher the impact of a decision is and the harder it is to reverse it, the more certainty you require. Additionally, you should review AI-generated answers rather than blindly trusting the tool, even if the results sound very convincing. For example, while researching AI tools for this episode, I used several chatbots, including Perplexity. Reading the references used by the latter, I found that most of the time the bots did a great job at extracting and summarizing information, but not always. The third limitation is that AI's data dependency makes it hard, if not impossible, to use for disruptive, breakthrough products. And such an innovation does not only create a new product, but also a new market. Take the original iPhone as an example. Until its launch, smartphones primarily addressed the needs of business users. The iPhone, in contrast, was the first consumer smartphone. It made it attractive for non-business users to purchase smartphones. The challenge for AI is that markets that don't exist can't be analyzed, as Clayton Christensen once said. AI-based tools will therefore struggle to come up with helpful results for disruptive products. Lack of empathy is the fourth limitation I see. While you can use sentiment analysis to uncover user emotions, AI-based tools are no replacement for meeting users and customers. To make the right strategic decisions, you must have a sound understanding of the user and customer needs and be able to empathize with them. This is best achieved using techniques such as direct observations and interviews. You should therefore get out of the building, observe how people use the product in its target environment, and talk to them to find out what works well for them and what doesn't. Conversely, if you cannot meet actual users, you risk making suboptimal or wrong decisions. It would be foolish to assume that AI tools can understand the needs and motivations of users better than a fellow human being. Finally, AI tools, especially generative AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity, increase the amount of electricity consumed, require additional hardware, and have led to the creation of new data centers. As it's difficult to meet the increased demand for electricity using only sustainable energy sources, AI tools may increase the environmental impact and carbon footprint of your company, and they may jeopardize your product's ethicality. I hope that you now have a better understanding if AI-based tools can help you create a winning product strategy. To find out more, you should evaluate different tools, possibly together with some of your product management colleagues. And while this requires time, it will help you choose those tools that really are a good fit for your product. However, simply adopting the right AI tools may not be enough. To take full advantage of them, you have to have the right product strategy practices in place. Otherwise, you risk being tool-led. In the worst case, you will make the wrong decisions faster. It's like buying a new pair of running shoes and hoping that this will make you a better runner. Trust me, it won't, unless you also improve your running technique, strength training, diet, and recovery process. To understand if your strategy practice is in good shape, ask yourself the following five questions. First, is it clear who is involved in making strategic product decisions and who has the final say? Is it, for example, the head of product who determines the product strategy with input from the product managers and stakeholders? Or do you use extended, fully empowered product teams that own the strategies of their products? Second, has your current strategy been captured and made visible using a tool like My Product Vision Board? Additionally, will it help you achieve product success in the future? Is it still a winning, forward-facing, helpful strategy? Third, are strategic decisions based on empirical evidence rather than opinions and beliefs? Do you systematically de-risk a new and significantly changed product strategy? Does this include meeting selected target users and developing a deep understanding of their needs? If you want to learn more about this topic, listen to the episode Product Strategy Discovery. The link is in the show notes. Fourth, do you regularly review the product strategy? Do you use the right KPIs to determine if the strategy is still effective? And do you interact with selected customers and users to understand if their needs and expectations are changing or if they're still the same? Do you keep an eye on the competition and on relevant trends? And do you proactively adapt the strategy to exploit opportunities and mitigate threats? Fifth, is the product strategy aligned with the business and portfolio strategy as well as the product roadmap? Do the business and portfolio strategies guide it? And does it effectively direct the product roadmap? If your answers to these five questions are positive, you're in a good place and using the right AI tools will most likely benefit you. But if that's not the case, you should improve your strategy practice first before you heavily invest in AI. This in turn will avoid the risk of being overly reliant on the tools, making the wrong decisions and taking your product down the wrong path. As Grady Booch allegedly once said, a fool with a tool is still a fool. So, where does this leave us? In my view, AI tools can support you in creating and evolving a winning product strategy. They can help you make better decisions faster, but to leverage the benefits, you need to be aware of AI's current limitations, select the tools that work best in your context, and have solid product strategy practices in place. To future-proof yourself, I recommend experimenting with AI tools as well as increasing your product strategy knowledge. While the capabilities of AI tools will undoubtedly increase further, I don't see them creating effective strategies without human involvement anytime soon. After all, a key prerequisite for developing a successful product strategy is the ability to empathize with users and customers. Strategy development will therefore continue to be a deeply human activity. AI tools aid this process, but they don't fundamentally change it. I hope you found my thoughts helpful. To learn more about product strategy and what it takes to make effective strategic product decisions, attend my Product Strategy and Roadmap training course and read my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.